Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Right, where to start? Not feeling very well at the moment, so we'll see how we get on. But where to start? I'm on Google Alerts. I Google Alert myself, right? Google Alert myself. I'm a guy. I Google Alert myself. Literally, 30 seconds ago, bing, story pops up. Not had one for ages about me. This is where you put your name in and when those words come up. By the way, I don't think the other cameras are working. Say something.
Hello, please. Thank you very much.
A bit more.
And hello again.
Oh, the other cameras aren't working. It's just that camera. It was the same with James.
Is that right, Amy?
It doesn't seem to be switching.
I'm all dolled up as well.
Yep. So this is from entertainmentdaily.co.uk. It's been written by Rebecca Carter.
Uh-huh.
I'm a celebrity's Ian Lee mocked after showing off makeover. He thinks he looks, quote, hot. I'm a celebrity star. Ian Lee has been mocked as he showed off his new look. The comedian shared a photo of himself to Twitter on Thursday to reveal his new moustache. In the photo, Ian appeared to have had a haircut too, as he posed in a black and white checkered shirt. It's blue. Fans were quick to jokingly mock Ian's new look, with many sharing their comparisons in the comments section. One person said, and this is hurtful, because I am being brave in growing a moustache. I'm being brave because they're out of fashion. I don't go with fashion. I go with how I feel. One person said, you look like a woodwork teacher who's just discovered his wife was having an affair with the PE teacher. Another wrote, you look like a detective inspector from The Bill. Where did you park the Spitfire, mate? A third tweeted. This is abuse. This is condoning trolling and body shaming. And I've got the names of those people, actually, who did that. And then they've got a tweet from Roger comparing me to the football player with the moustache, Ian Rush. No, it's not. It's Nigel Mansell. Shortly after posting the snap, Ian insisted he believes he looks hot in the image. He wrote, here's the thing. I genuinely know I look hot in this picture. You're all wrong. That's not even a joke. And the thing is, that isn't even a joke. I know I look hot with the tash. But who cares what anybody else thinks? Who cares what anybody else thinks? We'll not be body shamed. Ian took part in the 2017 series of I'm a Celebrity. He has his own late night radio show called The Late Night Alternative. There we go. Okay, fine. Right. Don't body shame me. Don't body shame me. Don't tash shame me. No. I don't follow the trends. Here's the thing, right? It's a bold move growing a moustache. It's a really bold move. Should I tell you why I'm doing it seriously? To stop men dying of cancer. I'm not actually, but I could be for all you know. I could be. Here's the thing, right? It's a bold move growing a tash, and I've never done it before. And I thought I'd do it, right? And I was even wearing a little bit of shadow, a little bit of bum fluff, when I did the Kelsey Grammer event. And here's the thing, right? It's showing a new confidence in myself. That's what it is, genuinely. It show, like, but I mean, I did block the bloke who said I looked like a rapist and a bloke who implied I was a paedophile. I blocked those people. I see you're smirking, Catherine. That's disappointing.
I'm not smirking at that. I think that's a terrible slur to put on anyone.
Both of those.
If only all those people had moustaches, then we would know, wouldn't we?
But they don't play by the rules.
They don't play by the rules.
But genuinely, me growing this moustache is basically me saying, I don't give a shit what anybody else thinks about me at the moment. Don't care how anyone thinks I look, or I don't care. I'm doing this because I want to do it. And I might keep it and I might not keep it. I do actually genuinely think I look hot with my brown denim jacket, short hair, did have a haircut, she's right, and my tash. I do think I'm looking hot. Everyone on Instagram, oh, no, shave it off, you look terrible. No, shave it off, you look terrible. No, I'm not gonna. My life isn't controlled by what people say on Instagram or what people say on Twitter. I control it. And it's just confidence. So I'm exuding confidence.
Ian, mate, your body, your business.
Exactly. So I'm doing it because I'm feeling confident. So in your face, everybody.
Well, on your face.
On my face, everybody. And you are all absolute scumbags. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now Entertainment Daily are arguing with someone who said that I'd reeled them in, and Entertainment Daily have replied, not really. Anyway, we're giving these body shamers.
How are they spelling really?
I don't know. I will not be body shamed or bullied. No, I won't use the word bully because that's got connotations to me. I will not be body shamed by anybody.
Hey, Entertainment Daily.
Yeah.
You do you.
Come and sit here, Kath. I've got a bit of a dicky tummy. I just need to go to the toilet. We've got three calls.
You're kidding me.
No. You have to drag them down. Let me just make sure this. I'll drag them down. I've just got a dicky tummy. I'll be back in a second. You just drag them down. There you go. Drag them down. I've got one lined up for you. This is line one. This is line two. Line one, line two, OK? That's all the. All
do
you
I want
to
speak
do.
To all these people?
I don't know. Amy's sorting out. Sorry, I've just sort of run the bottom.
He has not. He's just. He's going to go and check the rest of Google. That's what's going on. Right, OK. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Malky. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Malky. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. What's the moustache situation on your face?
I quite like this idea of Movember, mm-hmm. thinking one of your callers, that this should be Ian June.
Ian June, right, OK, we could call it something.
Yeah, just a moustache thing.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Do you know what? I think, you know, you want to try something. Blokes have very few occasions to experiment with a new look, right? You might get a new haircut, but that's kind of it. Women are changing their image all the time. I think it's about time you guys got in on the action.
You're spot on. If Ian's got his dicky tummy, I was actually going to make a point. I've just watched a documentary, by the way, with your pal Katie Patrick.
All right.
Brilliant documentary. You should check it out on BBC Four. It was really, really good.
Hang on a minute. Have you washed your hands?
I've washed my hands. Fine.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Real good.
That was really quick.
Yep. Well, that's the situation. I mean, you're talking
you
about?
Better,
the,
yeah.
I'm feeling better, Malky. You're talking about the documentary about Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Absolutely great.
She's talented. She's a talented woman.
Malky, thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very welcome. I'm going to be honest, I'm not feeling great tonight, Kath. I'm feeling very hot. Are you hot?
No.
You're not hot? I'm feeling hot. Do you mind if I take my jacket off? God, I'm so hot.
Jesus!
I'm so hot. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's boiling. The scariest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, gosh, I'm so hot. Oh, I'm feeling well.
Tell you what, though.
Do you like my new top?
No. And I tell you what.
Yeah?
It looks like I'm going for a similar look to you.
Yeah? Do you want to describe what I'm wearing here?
Well, he's got.
He's bought this all the way from China. Got this manufactured. This is one of a kind. Do you want to explain it, Catherine? It's a lovely top. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago
yes,
I took a picture of you
yeah.
and then I said I've just treated myself to a gift?
Yeah.
It's this.
What are you doing?
Basically, I took a picture of Catherine and it's a T-shirt company that what they do is they just take the face of that person and make a T-shirt absolutely covered in the face of that person.
My hair looks a good colour. You're lucky I've got interesting coloured hair.
It's great, isn't it?
It's hideous.
Isn't it great? So, got this, and this is my favourite T-shirt.
It's a bit creepy, mate.
What way is a T-shirt that's got, and I've counted them,
it's like
52 faces of you on there? In what way is that creepy?
It's like you're wearing my skin.
That's the next step. I think what it does is it illustrates how much I respect you as a woman. I do respect you as a woman. I respect your womanhood. How I respect you as a producer. How I respect you as a guest on my show.
This is weird, isn't it?
And how much I just think you're a great human being.
Thanks.
Yeah, we like.
I can't. The eyes are following me.
They're your eyes. They would be.
That's the worst thing.
They would be. Just doing a treat. Just doing a treat for a mate. I'm going to take that noise to mean yes. Yes, works.
I'm actually terrified. Can you put your coat back on?
Come and give me a hug.
No!
Come and give you a hug. No? Okay. Got some great calls coming in. It's going to be a good show tonight.
Oh, my God.
Strong vibe. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath. On Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
James Whale on Talk Radio with AXA. A better future now.
Join me Wednesday night from 7 for an interview with Dom Raban. He's a finalist in this year's AXA Health Tech and You Awards. He's created revolutionary new software which uses artificial intelligence to help reduce stress and anxiety in children in hospital.
Don't miss James Whale, Wednesday night from 7 on Talk Radio in association with AXA. A better future now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
dead of night discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
Just tweeted a picture of my... I think I'm going to sleep in it. I'm going to sleep inside cats. You're really impressed with this. I can tell. I can tell because you're so speechless. You're really impressed. Good quality material as well.
Very, very smooth.
Don't do that. Oh, God.
My nipple's in your mouth.
Oh,
something,
my
isn't it?
God.
Something. I hope you sent that video off because that is the one. 0344.
Oh, God.
499-1000 is the telephone number. I've just tweeted pictures of it, team, if you want to have a look. I think you're going to be very, very impressed. It's one of a kind, guys. It is one of a kind. Let's go to Richard. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Ian. Evening, Kath.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Sounding a bit crazy.
I'm a bit scared.
I was listening earlier, Ian, when you went into the James Whale show.
Oh, Jonah Louis was in the studio.
Amazing.
It was incredible. I was so thrilled. I was listening on the radio and they said, Jonah Louis's coming in. And he was a bit loony. Jonah Louis's coming in and he's a bit late. I thought, oh, I might just make it in time. And I nipped in during the... And I would never run into a studio of another radio host while they're on air. It's just not done. But I went and said, Jonah, can I get a picture? I'm really sorry. He was up for it. And then James said, sit down and have a chat. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I know James. I met him once because he used to do radio air in Leeds.
Okay.
When a friend of mine was a journalist on the station.
Yeah.
And I was going to phone James to tell him... But I waited until your show to tell him it's Ian Lee 1-0 against James Whale.
There we go.
Because there are two Juno Washingtons.
Thank you. And I knew there was, right?
My pleasure.
So mentioned Juno Washington and I said, aren't there two Juno Washingtons? Kath can't look at me. What I was going to say is, this is the story I'd heard. There was an American Juno Washington, the famous one. And
they're both American.
They're both, right. And he had to join the army. So they just named another guy Juno Washington and he took his place. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, James is a soul boy.
Yeah.
So he has my respect.
Yeah.
And he knows his music. He's got great taste in music. There was Juno Washington and the Ram Jam Band.
Yep.
And that Juno Washington with an E-G-E-N-O.
Right.
Was in the forces and performed over here during the 60s.
Yep.
But back in Detroit in the 60s, there was Juno, whose real name is George Washington,
okay.
Juno Washington with an I,
yeah.
who recorded from the early 60s right through to the mid-80s.
Yeah.
He owned record labels, he was a producer, arranger, one of my favourite artists, one of my friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And massive on the Northern Soul scene.
Oh, there you go. There
Completely
you go.
Completely different Juno Washingtons.
Oh.
And the only... If you're a record collector like me...
Yes.
There's one of Gino, G-I-N-O,
oh,
in the
go.
States.
Yes.
One of his...
Who to live now, yes.
Best records.
Yeah.
They misspelled his name on the label as G-E-N-O, which confuses people.
Right, well, okay.
Crazy.
A lot of Ginos there.
And
are they in any way connected to Gino Ginelli?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay, it's good. It's good to get these things. It's good to get these things checked out.
Ian Lee 1,
James Whale
0.
Kiss
That's
my
the way it should be.
Ass, James. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ray.
8 days clean.
Yes. Well done. Congratulazione.
Yes. Since I wet myself.
Yep. There we go. Well done.
First things first, are you Mr. Dulux?
I'm not allowed to. Well, I'm not allowed to talk about any of the adverts that are on the radio. Of course not.
Oh, okay.
But you make up your own mind, guys. You make up your own mind.
And the next thing is, there are only two people in history that have looked good with a moustache.
Okay. How would you? You look good with a. I bet you look good with a.
Hang on, he might be about to include you.
He's going
to
say Hitler and Oliver Hardy.
I'm so not.
Okay.
Stacey Keach.
Right.
Mike Hammer.
Yep.
And Tom Selleck as Thomas Magnum.
Right.
Everyone else.
So what's your point? Oh, the point is you want to be cut off. Right, no, fine, I get that. You look good with a fist in your face.
Oh, there we go.
But why is it... Right, imagine if I put on weight, right? And I'm sort of half-joking, because I'm not bothered. I'm sort of half-joking, but also it's a bit confusing. If I put on weight, people went, oh, look at you, fatty fat fats. You fat git. Hey, look at you, fatty boy. Chubby checker and the fat boy's doing the twist. That would be unacceptable, right? That would be unacceptable. So why is it... I've grown a tash. I'm 46 years old. I've never done it. I've never done something really simple with my face, which is grow 2 inches of hair above the top bit. I've never done it. And you want to know something, guys? My partner loves it. Yeah, that's right. So you can all get knotted. They can all get knotted. And also, here's the thing. I like it. So I don't care. But why would you phone up and say, you look like a nonce? You look like a.
It's part of the same thing that means that men don't experiment with fashion more.
Yeah.
And it's so ingrained that they don't even think about it. They just come out with it. It's like they see a moustache. Oh, I know what I'm supposed to say now. Yeah. And actually, yeah, like you say, whose business is it what you do?
But
with
also,
your face?
If you don't like it, get stuff. I don't.
I'd like to see half of these people passing judgment.
I don't
say,
want to see any of these
well,
people.
Well, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Why would you go up to someone in the street and pass comment on what they were wearing or how they were having their hair?
Some people do these days, unfortunately.
Well.
We're going to go to hushhush.com in a bit because it's real. We talked about it at the end of last night's show and I think it's pretty amazing. So we're going to go there in a bit. First of all, let's go to Josh. Good evening, Josh.
Oh, I've been experimenting with fashion lately.
Oh, yeah.
I bought some... Baby, I'll say powder blue trousers.
Oh, yes. Summery.
But they taper into the leg as well.
So would you call them skinny fit?
Well, I don't know. You know, the thing is, I'm not sure whether you've got to wear them with socks or without socks. This is my issue at the moment.
Oh, no. This whole thing of not wearing socks is just ridiculous. It's
that's because you're an English man, aren't you? You're very English.
Yes.
Outlook, so therefore...
Yes, well, I'm European in my outlook.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, I know so.
Mind you, the moustache is probably more suited to...
Right, cut you off as well.
There we go again.
Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
You're growing. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Time has come.
It's off.
It's coming off.
What's coming off? I'm not quite sure what that machine is.
Be careful.
The beard.
You're shaving the beard off.
Everything is coming off right now.
Shave your pubes.
No.
Shave your pubes.
I can't. There's nothing to shave. Just the beard.
Here we go.
And the head.
Beards are gone, man. Beards are done.
Beards were done in 1972. They were done.
Well, then they came back for a little bit, but beards are gone. Beards are over. Beards are history.
This issue of socks or no socks.
Yes.
We live in England.
Yes.
We wear socks.
Okay.
If you go to the beach, you don't wear socks.
No.
No. When you're in London or England, you wear socks.
Of course you wear socks.
Of course you do.
You sound like now when I phone up Kath for a chat.
Boy, she's having a shave and talking about socks.
Well, she's, I don't know if
this
it's
beard's got to go somewhere.
I don't know if it's a razor that she's using. It's the same sound.
You outrageous fool.
We wear socks, Nigel.
We wear socks.
Because otherwise, your shoes last for about the third of the time because
they stink.
Exactly.
They stink. One day of wearing socks, no socks, I'm chucking my shoes in the bin. I get earache about it, noseache.
Yep.
The whole shebang is defaulted.
Yep, exactly.
This look of hairy chin, no socks.
It's gone. Beards are gone, man. Beards. I got rid of mine a few months ago. They're done. They're gone. They're out. They're history.
Fine. That is it now.
Are you going to have a nice wet shave afterwards to get it nice and smooth?
Yes, because that's just getting it nice and smooth.
Oh, it's a great feeling when it goes.
I've got the badger hair. I've got the soap, I've got the whole shebang.
Okay, all right. You keep talking about your shebang, and I'm really, that concerns me.
Well,
slightly.
I've got to go to the shebang right now.
All right, you go and have a shebang if that's what you want to do. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack.
How are you doing?
None of your business. None of your goddamn business, copper. No, sorry. None of your goddamn business, cop. I'm not going to tell you anything, Sergeant, because I do not respect the office of the law. So you can ask me that question. I won't answer no question until my attorney is sat right next to me. And even then, I'm going to plead the fifth.
Are you going to take that, Jack?
Huh?
He's going to take it because he knows that my boss has got the mayor, the DA, the county judge. Everybody in this town is under his pay packet scandal thing. So he knows he wants to kill me. He wants to kill me, but he knows if he kills me, his life is going to be unbearable. And also, his little kitties, they're going to disappear on a school trip. So you ask me your question, Sergeant. I ain't answering nothing till my attorney is set next to me, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, what can we do for you, Jack?
Also, remember how I was telling you about the bullies and all that?
Oh, yeah.
The other day...
Yes.
It's all stopped. The voice stopped.
Why? What happened?
Like I said... Well, one of them went up to me and went, "Oh, you phone that E&E person, don't you?"
Yeah.
And then I went, "Yeah, and I'm proud, and you don't because you can't afford to."
Yes, right. That's it. You're putting down for being poor. He can't afford to phone in. Although the phone number is free for most people, and we do call you back, so everybody is welcome, even bullies.
Yeah, and he turned around and said to me, "What, you're saying that I can't afford to phone anything?"
He said can't. He said can't in a Scottish accent. It sounded like the other word, but it was can't, and I'm happy to let this conversation continue.
Well, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, excuse my Scottish accent.
No, we will not excuse it. We will embrace it and we will welcome it because we are a union for the moment, and God damn it, we love Scotland.
All right, so, Ian... See, yesterday...
Yeah?
On the radio, you were... Why were you playing inappropriate noises on the radio?
Who?
My little cousin heard...
What?
Yesterday at the park of 11:30, you...
Well, how old is your little cousin?
My little cousin's 5.
Should be in bed.
And she woke up to...
Should be in bed.
I know.
Should be in bed, should be asleep. What, then she woke up and then she turned the radio on? Well, she shouldn't have a radio in her bedroom at that age.
That's what I told her.
Well, she shouldn't.
I know.
Exactly. So don't phone me up and have a go. I'll phone up your uncle and aunt and have a go at them.
No, phone the social services.
Yes, yes, yes.
In fact, don't worry, I'll phone them.
You better not.
No, we're going to phone them. She's going to get put in care. Look what you've done now, Jack. I told you, man, this whole town is owned by my boss and we're going to make your little babies, they're going to disappear into an orphanage for orphans.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. I love the way you're keeping up with us here, Jack. Love it. A little bit of improv.
I'm lost.
Me too. Tell me about it, buddy. This is what I'm trying to find the thread here. 30 minutes in, and it turns out this T-shirt isn't very breathable. Oh, very sweaty in here.
So I was wondering.
By the way, I'd love to see you wearing this later on, Catherine. I'm going to go and put my shirt on in a bit, and you're going to wear it. Okay, that would be the ideal scenario.
What the hell kind of thing is this?
It's a T-shirt that's got 52 of you. On it. It's a fitting tribute to a lovely, lovely friend, confidant, and colleague. It's a tribute to you. This T-shirt is a tribute to you.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's Silence of the Lambs all over again. I'm going to be down a pit, aren't I?
I'm very surprised by your attitude.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be a bit more grateful. Anyway, Jack, what else can we do for you tonight?
I want to... do radio when I'm older. I was wondering, can I have a wee shot just now?
Yeah, go on.
Wait, what? Wait, I was wondering if, people would want to maybe talk to me.
OK, if you want to talk to Jack, 0344... I'll take the first two calls straight to air. If you want to talk to Jack, 0344... 499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you will go straight... to Jack. Let's wait. Let's got to wait now, Jack. Now, while we're waiting, you have to do what I have to do when we're waiting for calls. You have to fill. So away you go.
Okay, so we'll wait till one that comes to come in. I'm just going to talk to you about my life. So my name's Jack. I'm from Scotland. I'm just on Ian Lee's show on Talk Radio. It's an amazing show. You need to call them up on the phone number, which I've suddenly forgotten. Uh-oh. I'm so prepared.
0344 499 1000. I'm going to be honest, Jack. The phones aren't... Hang on a second. Let's... Jack, say hello to my good friend, Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
Hello, you.
I'm not Ian. I'm Jack.
Oh.
This is awkward.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
I was going to say the phone number then. It's 0344 499 1000.
Thank you, and if you guys didn't hear that, it's all three.
Okay, just stop saying the phone number. Let's have some content. Right, say hello to line three. Go on, Jack.
Hello, line three.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, hello, who's this?
Jeez.
What's your name?
Yes, caller.
Hello, caller. You're free to talk to
radio. He's gone. Okay, go back to Chris. Let's just stick with Chris.
Okay, Chris, I am sorry.
Hang on a minute. The vibe really is. Here we go. Line three, you're through to Jack.
Hi, can I speak to Jack, please?
Yeah, you're through to Jack. That's why I just said
Hello, I'm Jack.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely fabulous.
Here's the thing. Yeah, Mary, stop me now. Right, it's really boring asking each other. I noticed that we've fallen into this trap a bit. Hi, Ian, how you doing? I'm great, thanks. Hi, Kath, how you doing? Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
All right,
let's just get straight into the calls.
Okay, so
Jack, my question is as follows: how ridiculous is Ian Lee's moustache?
Right, you're blocked. You're blocked. Hang on a second. Let's stay there. Let's go to say hello to Nelly, Jack.
Hello, Nelly.
Hello, Jack. You okay?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing fine. I'm just going to get straight into the call. What do you want to talk about?
Right, Jack. Well, I've got a quiz for you.
Uh-oh.
And it is 10. What you've got to do, I've written down 10 things. And you've got to try and guess what's on my list of 10 things.
Oh, God.
So the subject, Jack, is, because Ian and Kath, they're rubbish at this. But I think you...
I'm about to cut both of you off.
No.
Yes. Because, I mean, come on, guys. My job... You can start taking calls again, Amy. My job is to keep a vibe going. Sans vibe. Still, this guy will bring the vibe back. It's Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, Chris, let's get that vibe, baby.
I do apologise, sorry.
That's all right. I nearly stole a little bit of the vibe. I'm going to suck it out of you. Chris, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was going to... I even though I don't ring up every night...
No.
I do listen to you most every night.
Well done. Thank you.
And I do get how the friendship you and Kath have, and I love that.
Yes.
And
right, jealous?
No, not at all.
You should be.
No, I used to have it with a friend of mine.
Okay. Do you know what we're going to do, Chris?
One.
We're gonna stop this and we're gonna start the show again and we're gonna create a vibe.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Goodbye. I mean, dear God. Right. We're gonna play the adverts. Then when we come back, can we play the bed at the start of the show and all that? We're gonna start the show again. The vibe is just totally gone.
Could you put your jacket on?
No, it's hot. This T-shirt doesn't breathe. Actually making me got pain in my chest wearing it. I wonder if it's something toxic in it.
You're haunted. Right.
Adverts. What was I saying? I feel nauseous. Adverts. Start the show. Boom. Let's go. Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.